There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're looking in more detail this morning at the news that Saudi Arabia has done away with rules requiring restaurants to have separate entrances for women and families and for solo male patrons. We've been speaking this morning to a restaurateur about to open in Saudi Arabia, Andre Gershel from Baker and Spice. We're going to look now at the kingdom's culinary scene with Samantha Wood, food critic and founder of the restaurant review website Food Diva. Samantha, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brandy and Richard.
And you, I understand from your Instagram, are fresh back from the kingdom.
I know. I spent nearly a week there last week, actually. Yeah.
And this was a culinary tour.
It was. It was a little bit of a research mission on my behalf. I just really wanted to get to grips with what was happening in Saudi Arabia from a restaurant perspective, but also personally intrigued by what's going on there and the changes.
So what did you find? I mean, you assess restaurants professionally for a living. What did you find?
Well, interestingly, when I was reading the announcement yesterday about the segregation, it was already enforced when I was there last week. So everywhere I dined now, and I actually purposely visited local homegrown concepts. I steered away from all the imported brands and franchises. There's no point in seeing that when we get that here and all the Dubai pop-ups. And everywhere I went, there was no segregation whatsoever. And I was pretty much, myself and my husband, were the only non-Saudis eating in those restaurants. And there was still no segregation. Having said that, and I visited both Riyadh and Jeddah. In Jeddah, stayed at the Park Hyatt one evening, beautiful terrace overlooking the water and the Jeddah fountains. There's a terrace there that offers teas in the evenings. There was segregation there. So it'll be interesting to see if now that it's been made official, whether that has changed.
Were you seeing more international brands coming in? Was there, with the new tourist visas particularly, yeah, was there a feel of a push into the kingdom?
Definitely. And when I was doing my research, again, I had a real goal of only experiencing local concepts, but everyone was recommending, no, you have to go and see this imported brand. This one's great. So there's a real influx of that. But if you do your research and you look around, there's actually a whole host of other more interesting concepts, sort of Saudi fusion, modern Middle Eastern, doing some really interesting things there.
Looking at some of the places that you visited on your Instagram feed, how would you say they compare with some of the homegrown restaurants that we have here in Dubai that are trying to do the whole fusion Middle East and yet modern contemporary take on food?
Well, I'm glad you've actually asked me that, because that's what I feel Dubai is lacking with, actually. We do have a few here, but in Saudi Arabia, there was one particular concept in Riyadh that I think Dubai can learn from. It's a modern Saudi fusion concept called Takia. It's in a sort of an outdoor mall called Elite, but separate entrances, so you don't have to go through the mall at all. It's owned by a Saudi lady. A lot of concepts, not this particular one, Saudi female chefs as well involved. And she was there meeting and greeting everyone. And as I said, we were the only non-Saudi people there. So she actually took a lot of time and effort to come and sit and actually explain the menu. And this particular concept is inspired by the five different regions in Saudi Arabia. So they've taken nuances, dishes, ingredients, and put a sort of a modern spin on it and combined it with a European cooking style to lighten it up, make it more presentable and photogenic.
So just give us some examples. I mean, we're not a cookery show, but we'll indulge ourselves for a few minutes.
Yeah. So for instance, they have kabsa, which is a traditional Saudi dish of slow cooked lamb and rice. They've really lightened that up. There's a tableside presentation with that. They've layered it, almost made it with almost to look like a lasagna dish with the vegetables and the sauce. So they've really gone to town in terms of creativity on that. So a traditionalist might look at it and say, oh, but that's not like my mother's cooking. But as someone coming in that's looking to try something different, it makes it a lot more appealing as well.
30 seconds left. How are they going to cope, though, with heart-hitting reviews that you often do? Sometimes you're glowing and complimentary like you are being today. Other times you're not, and you've had run-ins with chefs before. How is Saudi going to cope with that?
Well, that's a good question, actually. And that was one of the reasons I visited Saudi to see, okay, is that going to be a possibility? I actually met with some foodies there. And the feedback I've had is similar to Dubai. As long as it's constructive and you're saying why you don't like something, that should be fine.
Samantha Wood, food critic and founder of the restaurant review website Food Diva. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.